Perspective makes all the difference in the world. Have you ever revisited your childhood home or school as an adult? If you have, you know how different each looks with the eyes of adulthood. What was once spacious and big is now much smaller. A home that had plenty of room to grow in now appears cramped. It's all about perspective. If you came here to the church last night to be a part of the Maundy Thursday Watch, you were probably given a different perspective of this space. Everything is different in the dark. With the flicker of the light of the candle and no light but the exterior lights and back of the stained glass windows behind the altar, the perspective is different indeed. Shadows move with the candle's glow and even seem to move around the room, almost appearing to lurk in the corners, all the while growing and shrinking with the rising and falling of the flame. The image of Jesus in the window behind the cross is much more prominent than during the day, and the cross, veiled in black, is still quite visible through the sheer fabric that barely masks it. The golden sparkle of the polished brass is hidden, but the shape of the cross is still seen clearly, right in Jesus' midsection, as if to be a reminder of the day to come, the day that is now here. From the perspective of our faith, today is the hardest of all days. Good Friday is a day of deep sadness, regret, and remorse. On this day, the cross is hard and ruddy and rugged and painful. It is the instrument of a slow and torturous death, of one who lived a life of love. We have again heard the reading of the Passion narrative and recalled the hours leading up to Jesus' death. And those in this story each have a different perspective of the situation. The high priests and temple leaders want this dangerous man out of the way. He is unraveling their world. Pilate's perspective changes in this event. Initially, he finds the whole situation untenable. He sees that Jesus is not guilty of any crime that would warrant his being crucified. But as the crowd grows louder and more riotous, Pilate feels the hostile overthrow in the making. So he concedes to the wishes of the masses and orders the crucifixion of the one he knows is innocent. The women who are friends and family to Jesus stay close at hand, hoping that this will somehow not come to fruition. John, the presumed one who Jesus loved, is present as well and is given the role of caretaker of the mother of Jesus. His perspective will surely change in the role of the son of the mother of Christ. Finally, two secret disciples come out in the open. Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, who had earlier visited Jesus under the cover of darkness. Each of these, who had previously tried to protect their reputations and hide their associations with Jesus, now come forward openly and take their part in caring for his body after his death. Certainly, their perspective has been changed in this event. How could it not? For better or for worse. One cannot watch another human being die in an unnatural, agonizing way and not have their perspective change. Each year, with the retelling and the revisiting and the reliving of Good Friday, our perspective changes as well. On this day, the bright and shining crosses that adorn the church are covered in black. On this day, the cross is a dark instrument of death that leaves our world devoid of hope. It leaves us, if only for this time, comfortless. Each year we come to the foot of this cross and we mourn the loss of the one who came to show us the way of life. That is the perspective of Good Friday. In a short time, our perspective will change again, and we will no longer see the dark hardwood of the cross as a torturous instrument of death, but as a miraculous way to life. But that is not the case on this day and in this time. For now, we must stay and live in the perspective of Good Friday. We must face the reality of the death of our Lord and look on that cross in deep sorrow.